Declaring God's Word, a daily devotion by Derek Prince.
September the 11th, moved with compassion.
All this week, Derek talks about compassion, God's compassion and ours. Today he explains how to be moved with compassion, as Jesus was, isn't an intellectual thing. In fact, it's quite the opposite. How is compassion portrayed in Scripture? Let's look at an incident from the first chapter of Mark.
Mark's Gospel, chapter 1, verses 40 to 42. Now a leper came to Jesus, imploring him, kneeling down to him and saying to him, "If you are willing, you can make me clean." Then Jesus, moved with compassion, stretched out his hand and touched him and said to him, "I am willing, be cleansed." Immediately the leprosy left him and he was cleansed.
It says that Jesus was moved with compassion. This response refers to the bowels. Compassion is a gut feeling. The King James Version refers to the bowels of compassion. The bowels of compassion are where our deepest feelings lie, not in the physical heart, but in the gut. This is where it all begins. This is the source of everything. When my first wife, Lydia, was writing her autobiography, she used the phrase, "My bowels were moved." The editors of the book had to explain that this wasn't the right way to express that feeling in English. But in every other language I know, Latin, Greek, Hebrew, the deepest, innermost part of you isn't referred to as the heart, but the bowels. Whether it's love, fear, hatred, or another emotion, its place of origin is in the bowels, which are at your very depth. Listen to this proclamation and make it your own.
Thank you, Lord, that you care so much. I proclaim that just as Jesus was moved with compassion, I want to respond in the same way in the deepest, innermost part of me. As a father has compassion on his children, so God has compassion on me. Amen.
Derek Prince Ministries, reaching the unreached, teaching the untaught.